A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the winter 2018 issue on New Monasticism. Living Monasticism by Christine Valters-Paintner. Christine Valters-Paintner, Ph.D., Rees, is the online abbess of www.abbeyoftheArts.com, a virtual monastery cultivating contemplative practice and creative expression, a Benedictine oblate, and the author of 10 books on monasticism and the arts. She currently lives in Ireland, where she and her husband lead pilgrimages to monastic sites and offer a free online course at their website to become a monk in the world. Over the last 20 years, there has been a great renewal of interest in the monastic life, but this time from those who find themselves wanting to live outside the walls of the cloister. It was this desire that led me 15 years ago to become a Benedictine oblate. Becoming an oblate means making a commitment to live out the Benedictine charism in daily life, at work, in a marriage and family, and in all the other ways ordinary people interact with the world on a daily basis. In our community, we meet regularly with one another to support each other in living out values of stability, obedience, conversion, hospitality, humility, silence, and more. I am drawn to the monastic way because it offers me a framework for a way to live richly, to realign my priorities so that generosity and love are at the heart of all I do, rather than trying to make more money or become productive or successful. People are drawn to become a witness to an alternative way of being to what the culture deems important. This requires community support, journeying with others who are also struggling against busyness, debt, and divisiveness. The root word of a monk is monachos, which means single-hearted. To become a monk in the world means to keep one's focus on the love at the heart of everything. This is available to all of us, regardless of whether we live celibate and cloistered, partnered and raising a family, or employed in business. The three main sources I draw upon to sustain me in this path are the Rule of Benedict, written in the 5th century in Italy, the Wisdom of the Desert Mothers and Fathers, written as short sayings and stories in the 2nd to 3rd centuries in Egypt and Syria, and the Witness of the Celtic Monks in the early Middle Ages, especially in Ireland, where I now live. Holy Asceticism, Simple Living. There is a story from the Desert Mothers and Fathers where an Abba says to a seeker, "Do not give your heart to that which does not satisfy your heart." The desert monks were absolutely committed to simplicity, so that things or ideas did not get in the way of their connection to the divine. This way of life requires a commitment of time and energy. Both are resources that we tend to overcommit in Western culture. The universal lament these days seems to be, "I am so busy." The monastic way calls us to find a simpler path through our commitments, to say no more often so that our yes can be richer and more meaningful, as well as to reduce our consumption, which harms the earth. We can seek a balanced path, a holy asceticism that does not denigrate the body, but offers more spaciousness to be present to sacred moments. Asceticism is always meant as a practice in service to freedom. We can begin with things, bagging up those objects that clutter up our lives, and being more mindful when shopping in the future. We can pray with our calendars and discern which commitments no longer nourish us, where we can regain more time for ourselves and God. Then we might begin to notice the stories we tell ourselves, and the habits and patterns of our lives that no longer serve us, and can begin to let those go as well. The less we hold tightly onto things and ideas, the more generous we are moved to be. Holy pause, moments of silence. One of my favorite practices in the monastic tradition is called statio, which is the commitment to stop one thing before beginning another. Imagine, instead of rushing from one appointment to the next, that between each one you pause. You breathe just 5 long, slow breaths. Imagine how this might transform your movement from one activity to another. Or even when you move from one room to another, allow a brief pause on the threshold between spaces. God lives inside our breath, and so every breath can become a resurrection. For the Celtic monks, thresholds were sacred spaces. The space or the moment between, whether physical places or experiences, is a place of possibility. Rather than waiting, being a nuisance, or a sense that you are wasting time, it is an invitation to breathe into the now and receive its gifts. The breath can help us stay present to all of the moments of transition in our lives when we feel tempted to rush breathlessly to the next thing. Statio calls us to a sense of reverence for slowness and mindfulness. We can open up a space within for God to work. We can become fully conscious of what we are about to do, rather than mindlessly starting and completing another task. We call upon the breath as an ancient soul friend to help us to witness our lives unfolding, rather than being carried along until we aren't sure where our lives are going. We can return again and again to our bodies and their endless wisdom and listen at every threshold. Holy generosity, service. As we live out this monastic way more and more, acts of service become a natural way of being. The way you treat the others you interact with each day at the bank, the grocery store, the workplace, all have the potential to become acts of generosity and loving kindness. If we are no longer rushing through our lives, we have time to attend to the gifts of the moment and respond. It is not so much about being called to do more and more, adding more things to one's calendar, as it is about reorienting oneself so that the way we move through the world becomes one of loving service. The opportunities to help others will always be available if we are paying attention. Ultimately, in the monastic way, our work is also to be approached as a form of service, and our relationship to work can be transformed into one where we cultivate gratitude for the ability to use our gifts and provide for ourselves and our families. Labor is cherished as a way to interact with the world and sustain ourselves. Cultivating interior silence and simplicity will always lead us back to others if we are having an authentic experience of God and of our deepest selves. This is one of the ways we know if our prayer is bearing fruit, when our inner work cultivates in us a wider heart and capacity to be present. Conclusion. The monastic way is available to us all. It only requires a shift in perspective, a deep commitment, and companions for support. Community can be found in person or online, in soul friends who can help to keep us accountable, with whom we can share honest questions, and who can help us to see places for deeper growth, as well as to celebrate with as we show the world a different way to live.